Blog Talk Radio.
No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. The best of intentions, going through the losing attention, believing a positive vision, have a good time, that is your mission. Close your eyes, sense through the sky, just let your body move through the vibe, feel love deep in your heart, lost in a moment, feel the spark. Hands through the sky, hands through the sky, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Now open your eyes, look left and look right. Sing this with me if you came to have fun tonight. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. This music hitting so loud, yeah, it's taking the crowd. Are you feeling it now? That's what I'm talking about. Down to the sky. Came to have fun tonight. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country.
What's going down, y'all? Y'all know what it is. Today is March 9th. 2023, the finale for season number 9. About to chime in with my co-host. Kind of sad, y'all. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? It's your boy, Mr. P-I-double-L to the Z from the CPGA. Doughboy already, the one and only Mr. Pills. What's going on, sis?
Oh, just trying to get myself back together, you know, got little health issues going on, but getting it together.
Yeah, I heard that. Everybody going through a little something here and there, but, you know, just keep pressing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, you know, cold and flu season, and then I'd rather have a jump start on the antigens anyway, because I got allergies, you know, so it's kind of like helping me build my immune system up and all that, you know, to have to actually be able to,
right.
Like, antioxidant and flush. The only thing I'm really upset about is that I had to take some antibiotics, and I was just really sad about it, because I don't believe in, you know, Western medicine or nothing like that, all natural, but it got me together, and immediately, like, within like 20-30 minutes of actually getting the medicine in, I can actually start feeling it to work. So it kind of makes me feel a little bit better about the situation, but I'm still kind of pissed because now I got to figure out how to flush my body again, you know?
Yeah. Especially when you've been, you know, like you say, all natural. Yeah.
So you're going to get it, though. Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all taking care of y'allself out here. Don't let stress the world and things catch y'all up, because It'll definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's a journey. It's a process. It's a whole bunch of nasty germs and stuff out here. It's not like people purposely trying to share them. Germs ain't for sharing, though, you know? And that's what we want the world to know. You know, keep that shit to yourself.
That's right. That so, way.
You know, way over there. But what's going on with you? You know, season 10 is going to get ready to pop off in like 30 days from now. So what can we look for and what we got coming from Mr. Pills? You know what I'm saying?
Shit, just the same old, just working on a little bit of that gumbo, you know what I'm talking about? You know, just working on the next project and just basically pushing what I got right now and, you know, just keeping it moving on to the next. Working with a couple of new independent artists that, you know, I think they need to see, you know, get the spotlight a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, you know, just keep grinding, keeping the grind mode official, you know what I'm saying? And as everything progress, then I let, you know, people know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? You definitely already know that. So,
for sure.
Just taking it one day at a time, you know what I'm saying? And just
one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, right. That's right.
You know, baby steps. We're gonna do it just like when a baby come on to mama. You know, just take one foot in front of the other one and take your time. You know, gotta pace ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. Living in this world, there's a lot going on. I wanted to touch subject on, because this is what we're going to bring to season 10, too. We're going to start getting back with current events, because there's a lot going on in this world, and try not to be too critical or, you know, I don't want to side with anything. I just want to make sure that people are aware of certain things that are going on, you know what I'm saying? Nothing too serious to where the black truck going to pull up, and y'all got to worry about me coming up missing or nothing like that. But we got to make sure that we're out here letting them know about the different summer camps and different things that can go on with the kids in the community, the different community centers with these different programs. Me, myself, I know I'm working on a project of making apps for disabled children and dealing with youth with problems and different things like that. What's going to help that goal is that we're going to have to communicate with each other. And not just with each other, we're going to have to communicate with these youth and also give them an opportunity and a platform and not be so critical about some of the things that we say that we know is a little bit different from how we came, because the world they live in is not the same world that we live in, you know. I'm not exactly, well, I guess if we had the same parents, we could survive, you know what I'm saying, because it was a different type of attack at the time, but the attack always been trying to capture the young mind, because the younger you can capture a mind, the more you can do with it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because then you can program it and control it on so many different levels. So that's what we want to make sure that we're doing our part in the community with getting different stuff out there that we know with outreaches and different programs and things for these children to do, because it's really not safe for these babies to go outside. And that's kind of like horrible as hell. We've been locked in the house on punishment for like 3 years in a sense. And then even prior to that, you know, we got all this gun violence, active shooters, all this stuff going on. That was what I want to make sure I touch base on. Anytime that we know there's an active shooter, we can send a message to each other or just share what's in your thing. If you're getting it to your phone, the messages, so that we'll be able to let people know and get the alerts and different stuff out there. Hey, don't go to that shopping mall. Don't go in that area. There's too many babies out here dying, and it's just senseless, and it's not right. There's no other way around it. Ain't no excuse for it, and I'm frankly tired of it.
You ain't lying. You are not lying. You hit it right on the head. And believe it or not, a lot of these youngsters, they do look up to us. So, whether we like it or not, we got to be the example.
Most definitely, for sure. You know, because it's like when it's sad, when you look at, and I know it used to be kind of like they made mockery of it in the early 90s and stuff. Oh, you don't live to be 21 on the West Coast. You don't live to be 21 on the East Coast. In the Midwest, you barely living to be 30 or graduated from high school. Now we got babies that ain't even making it to kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? That's a problem because they deserve an opportunity and a chance to see what great person. We might be taking away a great person on an accident. You know what I'm saying? And we can't be having accidents like that happen with the way the world is and how things is right now. I already knew that I was going to get sick. If nobody, and I want to share this with the listeners, I knew I was going to get sick because I am in a powerful position. And in order to be able to attack the weaker people, I needed to be down. And they thought I was going to bow out. I didn't bow out. What I did was made sure when I came into my new light that I showed appreciation to everybody that I networked with or ever had contact with. And with doing that, it kind of started, you know, kind of like a little fad with it. Okay, let's start showing people a little bit more appreciation, because if I don't never get to tell an artist thank you, or they don't never get a chance to tell us thank you after they get off the air, at least we know that we appreciate each other. You know what I'm saying? And what each other are capable of doing for each other. And that's a little bit more motivation and inspiration and a little bit of push. You never know how much that helps an artist, because it ain't easy. It look good on TV. You know what I'm saying? It look good in the videos. But when you really live in this life, it ain't what you see on TV. They only show you the good stuff. They not showing you the depression part. They not showing you the bad days. They not showing you when your projects ain't ready on time. They not showing you when you going in studio and working with certain producers. And they're trying to mold you into the artist that they want you to be instead of letting you be yourself. I already a seasoned veteran. I had an issue with that last summer, you know. And then finally, I just walked out. I didn't do the ghetto girl thing, you know. I didn't be black and stand my ground like how they, quote-unquote, the black woman gonna do. I just said, okay. And I grabbed my coat and I left. And 2 weeks later, this individual, this producer ended up calling me and was like, you know what? I always talk shit about bitch-ass niggas, he said, but I realized with that incident that happened between me and you, I was being a bitch-ass nigga. And you ain't the type of female that I'm supposed to be a bitch-ass nigga with, so that made me check myself. And he said, and you normally would have did something differently, but since you just walked out, that let me know I was really in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, it made him think and had to recollect, like, damn, Sean didn't say shit, she just walked out. They not used to me not saying nothing, but now I feel like I've wasted enough hot air and breath on unnecessary things that have already been said so many time and time again that we already know better. You know what I'm saying? Either we're going to rock with each other till the wheels fall off, you know what I'm saying, or people ain't rocking. Right. And it's okay if you're somewhere else in your life or going through something personal. I mean, there's deaths, depression, people lose their jobs. It's fucking shit that go on at fucking jobs with administrative shit. Like me, I work for the state. I'm using the state for payroll. So basically, I work for myself and I'm a self. But there's other things. I have to follow their rules. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm my own boss. But I still have to follow their guidelines and their rules. So with that being said, we're about to go ahead and just say we had enough. And we're about to do this cheddar dance. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's your boy, Mr. P.I. Double L
cheddar dance.
From the CPG.
They don't know where this cheddar dance, baby.
Already. More cheddar records in this bitch already.
Y'all already know
y'all
what the business
know
is.
Go down A-time, stay down, play off. Y'all already know. If you don't know, you better act like you know. Get it?
If you buy that paper, go ahead and let it go. Just take a stack, rubber rack. You got plenty dough. Never worry about a hater trying to start the flow. If you buy that more cheddar, go and let them know. The cheddar dead, the cheddar dead. Throw them bands in the air, fuck who really care. The cheddar dead, the cheddar dead.
Boy, Mr. Pigs, and I'm a cheddar head. Pigs, baby, dope boy, getting plenty bread. Stepping in the same spot, watch him glance. It's that new, coming out called the cheddar dance. The cheddar dance. when they cut the check the first time, you want plenty more. More chatter rockers up in this bitch for show. The chatter dance is enhanced when I'm on this stroll. If you in the club, go ahead and get a drink. Chatter dance, it's all about getting bank. When you feel the vibe, go on ahead and do the do. The chatter dance is for them G's that be saying true. Throw them bands in the air, watch them dance. Where you're from, gonna take a chance. They two-stepping from the U.S. all the way to France. Just remember one thing, it's called a Saturday. This banger called a cheddar dance. Make it rain while you two-step by some rubber bands. Ain't no wrong way to do it, long as you do the do. The cheddar dance is a movement, watch how to do it through. Get that guap nut, stop whitey hater hate. Mr. Peel's mo cheddar all up through the street. Gotta get it, I can live, make sure you keep it real. The cheddar dance is a freestyle all about getting shrill. It started with the bobblehead, now we cheddar dance. One more time, we'll take a chance. Sack for sack, rap for rap, you got plenty grand. Stepping like a marching band, keep the fans up in the stands. Having fun, chatter, dancing, what it's all about. Mr. Peel's ATL from the dirty south. Next time when you in the club throwing bands, make sure you represent the same chatter dance.
If you got that paper, go ahead and let it go.
My name is Jonine. I am the CEO of PK's Heavenly Jewels. I would like to invite you to explore my website for some unique jewelry starting at only $5. My website address is www.pkshevenlyjewels.com. That's PKSHEAVENLYJEWELS.com. Also, if you're looking for some financial freedom, join my team and get your very own jewelry kit starting at only $99. So go ahead, check it out, and don't forget to register.
Okay, yeah, I'm back. Hello. All right, we about to chime in. We got a call on the line. 215-3536. What's up and what's going down?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Am I on? Hold on.
Can hear you just fine.
Let me make sure I'm on here. What the hell? Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going down? I heard this song, Mr. Pills, is popping. I like it. I like Mr. Pill's song. What's up?
Hold on, I'm chiming him in. Mr. Pill. Yeah, he in there.
What's happening? What's happening?
I'm liking that song, man. I like the vibe. I like the sound. on and on, man. They had me over here twerking a little bit. You feel me? You know.
Appreciate you. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's going on? What y'all got going on? You know, I got a whole bunch of stuff going on, y'all, man. Hair Promotions got a lot going on. I got the BET. I totally forgot about my birthday is coming up. I got an event in Orlando, Florida. My birthday, April 22nd. Then I got to turn around. And I got, well, actually, I'm back. Let me get my schedule right. I got the opening of Boutique New Club in Las Vegas, which is the 14th through, I think, the 16th in Vegas. And then the next weekend, I got my birthday in Orlando where I'm having a snap season event. I want that in Orlando with J-High Music. Then turn around in May. I think May I might be actually free, not having nothing going on. But June I have the Community Day, which is usually on Father's Day weekend, next Sunday. Then the next weekend I have BET, which is the 24th and the 25th. And then I got the Veterans Car Show September 2nd in Cocoa, Florida. And then after that, I got some tours that I'm coming to get together with the West Coast Heavy podcast that I'm on every Sunday on iHeartRadio and also on, what is it? Oh, Lord, I forgot with my thing. Well, actually, yeah, iHeartRadio and, Lord, let me get this together. I got a lot going on, y'all. Hold on. Lord. Well, actually, yeah, it's iHeartRadio. I'm all on some other stuff. But, yeah, it's on iHeartRadio and actually on Biz ENT Network, which is usually on YouTube Live every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the after party really on iHeartRadio at 7. So, you know, y'all, I have a lot going on. And, you know, it's just a lot this year. I'm excited about my new year, bringing in new things and stuff like that, y'all. And also trying to also give you some time on the last, what is it, season 9, John? Yeah, this is season 9. It's done tonight. Tonight is the last show of season 9. We're going into season 10 next week. So season 10, we're going to crunk it up even more. Season 10, we're going to crunk it up even more. This is the last episode of season 9. And so, you know, I don't have the shot o'clock today. I might can do, I think I got a little bit of tequila.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. On antibiotics, everything. You can't drink on antibiotics. I said the paper didn't say that.
Just drink the water, that's all.
They ain't tell me that. I read all the side effects.
It's no side effect. It actually will help the situation. Okay?
Yes, Lord.
I'm a cowgirl anyway. I believe in pouring a little liquor on the wound and taking a little sip.
On the little wound, exactly. Yes, I agree. Definitely agree. I try to encourage possible treatment.
But congratulations on everything. Keep doing what you're doing because you do it well. You know what I'm saying? Grind.
Same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Just staying. We're flying under the radar, for lack of a better term. You know what I'm saying? But you know, still putting it out, y'all.
You need to get out there and do some shows, man. When we going to see you?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to crank up, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to do it, you know, get with the right people, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
right.
You know, I just don't want to get out there and just do it just because, you know, because, it's crazy out there. It's crazy out there doing shows now, you know.
It is, you know.
And the way these niggas is in this music industry. Mm-hmm.
Because it has changed and it is crazy out here. We always talk about what's going on with the industry and how it changed drastically, why it moved and how they do business now. And people got to understand, it costs money to actually get out. It's like, this. It's not you know, free. And I'm tired to these artists that it takes money. You got to have marketing. You got to have promotion. Mm-hmm. That's the main, the marketing, mm-hmm. promotion, branding. Like, these things are a must if you're trying to get anybody to look. And these artists don't understand that. You feel what I'm saying? They want to think they know talking about and what they doing. And it's getting to the point where I don't even want to work with artists no more. You see what I'm
doing? They need to get it back to where it need to be, because you can't take nothing from nothing. So,
right.
I mean, if I know you a struggling artist, that's just like being a painter. If I'm a struggling painter, they're not going to charge me to put my shit in their gallery. Because I need to, you know what I'm saying? So what they need to do, they need to change the game back to how it used to be. Martin and Mandrell, Diana Ross, them, they wasn't paying. They was paying with their fucking voices. They was paying with their time.
Yep.
They was paying with their talent. They need to go back to how shit needed to be and quit making people thinking it's about something else, because that's what's fucking the game up and getting all these people killed.
Yeah.
Right. Because you have people thinking that's all. And it's crazy because it just totally went over the point of talent anymore, and it's just straight business. You know what I mean? You ain't gotta have a bit of talent these days now, and then everybody just feel like if you got the money, like you said, it's just business now. So whoever you got to invest in you or whatever the situation is with it, how much money is not about. It's crazy, but it ain't about talent no more. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the game, because when we grew up in the era, that's what it was all about, talent.
Damn right. And with the ones, the so-called big dogs in the industry beefing with each other, and they already got money, you know, like a T.I. and Bootsy and all that kind of stuff. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You know what I'm
saying?
They went in there and recorded a whole album. They can't drop it. They ain't finna drop it. So you just wasted time and money.
Yeah, my point is you ain't dropping it because of what was the reason why, a statement that was made, or
the snitches, the industry is against each other. You see everybody turning on each other in the industry. Everybody. And that's so crazy. You know, they snitching on Gunna and YSL and everybody. You know, it's just everybody beefing with each other. And they got money. While the people that deserve a chance, the hungry independent artists, you know, get always looked over. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's just so crazy. And it's just, like you said, the time era we grew up in, as far as hip-hop music in general, wasn't none of this. Nah. Like you said, it was talent, you know. All they do is now is just find them a little puppet they can pull the strings with and give them $1 million and think they ain't got to pay it back. You got to pay that back, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You better be cutting some
with
records.
A couple of other lives.
Yep. Yep. You don't sell your soul for the gold. Don't do it, because it ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, that's another reason a lot of independent, you know, that the people I know, you know, ain't really reached the top, because they ain't about that action. I ain't about to, you know, you ain't finna run me, you know, tell me what I need to be doing just because you done gave me a little bit of bread, you know what I'm saying, a house, a car, that don't mean nothing. But guarantee this, you better be in the studio, you better be dropping music, and it better be selling. Know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Because that ain't doing nothing for nobody except for bringing a whole bunch of depression and a whole bunch of killing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Senseless, innocent killing.
Yeah. And then we did the black on black, Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Killing their own self. And them folks just looking back out. Mm-hmm. See that? Even when they do got
taking
money.
Taking their job way
mm-hmm.
easier.
You see that? Yeah.
You know, when all they can do is just point a finger, be like, see, I told you, this is what they were capable of, talking monkeys. You know what I'm saying? And this shit's fucked up. Like, that shit's okay,
I know it. That's the whole problem.
International Women's Day was yesterday. Right?
Yes.
So what we're about to do is hop into this track of these artists that I put together for 2020 International Women's Day. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it popping.
Salute
to
all the women.
Yeah. That I am a rock star, pull up in a hot car. Pretty gang is coming through, they can't handle the hot girl. Tell them this is my world, stepping on they neck. Tell them hand over the I-court. Oh my, I say that I am a rock star, pull up in a hot car. Pretty gang is coming through, they can't handle the hot girl. Tell them this is my world, stepping on they neck. Tell them hand over the I-court. Oh my, queen shit, I'm not trying to demean shit, but niggas do not mean shit if they not making that.
Rock star, pull up in a hot car. Pretty gang is coming through, they can't handle the hot girl. just lazy on them.
Second date, this ain't a game, but if it was, you made the greatest play.
All I know is this is not forever. You might meet someone better, but for right now it's whatever. Caught you by your broken feathers. Angel you out of heaven. Falling. I can feel your pressure. She do it for the time. Being addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead. You know that groupie love. Go ahead. And show that groupie love. Go ahead. You know that groupie love. Yeah. She do it for the time. Being addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead. And show that groupie love. Go ahead. You know that groupie love. Go ahead. And show that groupie love. Go ahead. You know that groupie love. Yeah.
Hey, I want to switch it up for these last 18 minutes, right? Oh, shifty, shifty now. All right, what we about to do is take it to a whole nother level, right? We got 17 minutes left of season 9, the grand finale. So what we're about to do is, I'm feeling like, I'm going to, like, go out with a bang. You know what I'm saying? So let me go like this.
I don't know if I see tomorrow. All the pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see the doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, 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 help me. I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, help. Help, help, help me. I be saying it's all good. I don't let no one know what I'm going through. Better let someone know what you're going through, because you never know what you're going to do. I thought about killing my brother. I'm insane in the brain. I'm struggling. Try to keep it together and pull it, but I feel like everything is smothering me. I gotta get help. I ran out of options. Somebody go get me a doctor. I need me somebody to talk to, because this is becoming a problem. Yeah. Wanna cry. Yeah, wanna scream out loud. I got some mental problems. I don't know if I see tomorrow. All this pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see a doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, 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 help me. Myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, 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 help me. I got some mental problems. I don't know if I see tomorrow. All this pain I've been keeping bottled up inside of me. Yeah, I got some mental problems. Daddy used to just be my mama. Now I need to go see a doctor to help me. Yeah, I gotta get help, and I ain't gonna lie to myself. I've been really thinking about death. I gotta get help, 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 help. I've been really talking about this. I gotta get help, 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 help me.
grab me a drink just to ease my mind.
Ease my mind, ease my mind.
And hope that when I wake, everything will be just fine. I don't wanna bring it up, but it feels real strange. I can't live like this, I just gotta get away. When I don't mean that, I really wanna stay. I don't know what I'm saying, baby, I'm playing.
I done got to the bottom of the bottle. What's gonna save me now? I'm going crazy, losing my mind. Over you, over you. I done got to the bottom of the bottle.
Just gotta get away. When I don't mean that, I really wanna stay. I don't know what I'm saying, baby, I'm playing.
Kids that was at the gas station. It impressed me that them little kids was like 14 and they pumping people's gas. Instead of like taking the money like I would be, that's the easy way. They pumping people's gas. You know, people is cruel. They'll give you a quarter. After watching you inhale vapors and everything, they'll give you a quarter for pumping gas. And I gave them little kids like 50 bucks. They was like, thank you, but that teaches them the worst. That teaches them that when you work hard and being responsible, there's a reward for that. And I think that just like I did that, corporations can do that. And on a big level, just, you know, imagine if a corporation just sent a representative and said, just go hang out in that playground. And when you tell them you see the one, whatever kid is the coolest and shares the ball or lets the most people play the basketball, we're going to give them a scholarship. You know how many things, because then that would bring hope. You know what I'm saying? That's no hope. And it's not gonna be too many more Christmases without hope. You know what I'm saying?
World.
Not to make it just about Christmas. It's not gonna be too many more days without hope.
In a world ruled by the soulless, never goes unnoticed. No shelter for homeless or hope for the hopeless that are in need of solace. This government's atrocious. Presidential voters saturating our culture with lies that we're supposed to turn the other cheek and eat the chip on our shoulders while they continue to mold us to be perfect citizens in their society. Don't sleep. Open your eyes and surely you'll see. You become a mental slave just like me. Break free and exercise your freedom of speech, cause we're on the brink of becoming extinct. It's more than you think. Down to the food that we eat, to the water we drink. They just want the whole world's population to shrink. Disconnect us from the source, so we're so out of sync. We're teachers that teach, not to follow the preachers that preach God's word, so we're in the streets slaughtered like sheep, absurd.
Live for the day, plan for tomorrow. The stars have aligned, it's up to you to follow your future's predestined. Divine intervention may God be a pension in all you investing in. The
fight for your soul of this contention.
Not in this world, a different dimension. Need your attention, this world's pretentious. Reality is far from the one that we live in.
Illumination through imagination. They lack nuts if they suffer from castration. Government officials are subject to damnation for the slavery of a country / plantation. Deflation of the dollar causes starvation. While they're laughing at us all on vacation.
time to come through my hood and clean up. Tornado hit the north side, where the hell was FEMA? Looking at the greater scheme of things that are silly for the dreamers.
Live for the day, plan for tomorrow. The stars have aligned, it's up to you to follow your future's predestined, divine intervention, mate. Got the attention in all you investing in. The
fight for your soul of this contention.
Not in this world, a different dimension. Need your attention, this world's pretentious. Reality is far from the one that we live in.
Why is it every hood I go to, the liquor stores are close to, the churches wondering why the reverend slurring his sermon, probably off that bourbon, chuckling, tripping, and flirting with Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones is gone on vacation, they tell me God is coming back. Black, I'm tired of waiting, anticipating the end of the world of the evil chasing. Tired of tax inflation and prices of gas is drastic. Tired of sisters with fat tank asses and spandex, even a man just let a rocket like it's hot. Tired of seeing Europeans cop their rocks on the block. Tired of estimated rises in stocks when it drops. They running through the exchange and chains. Tired of lost and claim. Fakers fit flame, but game is NBA with a W in front of you. That's guess who? Tired of fools aiming tools at my people, though they look just like you. And I'm tired of being tired, so I'ma kick it to you and say, I'm working this 9 to 5, wanna get away on Caribbean islands. Of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing, and robbing for dollars. Yeah. A cop has to stop me driving. Like, ma'am, the speed is 45. Your license. Of being tired of the condition we in as a people, created dominant, can't even be equal on these continents. It's common sense, tired of logicless idiots proclaiming they geniuses, and boys who think they men cause they know how to use their penises. Tired of meaningless music, useless stupid loops with fruity ass commercial crap rappers yapping to it. Tired of television portraying the same old stereotypical negroes on their shows. Yeah. Of being in a system that hates my guts and was corrupt from the design. And yeah, of living in the city, what caused a fumble, can't none of these niggas drive, probably because they high. Tired of lies from politicians, Detroit, Michigan gets little recognition. I'm tired of this miseducation of children, teachers pay them no attention, so they skipping like they're killing. Cause I'm working this 9 to 5, wanna get away on Caribbean island. Yeah, of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing, and robbing for dollars. Yeah, how about to stop me driving? Like, ma'am, the speed is 45, the license. Yeah. Now I'm a scientist, figured I'd profit if I get some rest, test my hypothesis. When I wake up, I'm tired again of the state that the world is in. I'm just tired of tireless stress, less I fire the blessed. Tired of trying to find the best marijuana, nowhere to be found, drier than the desert of the Sahara. Fathers, me seeing babies without a father. Tired of hearing who making millions while millions starving. What's the problem? If God is watching, y'all go in the hell with gasoline draws on. If I'm wrong, the hell with me. Tired of black men in jail who previously had no felonies. White men in Africa claiming they got the remedy. Yeah. Of the enemy sending me on emotional roller coasters with my creativity. Yeah. I'm trying to socialize with savages, sipping liquor and eating swine. I'm working this 9 to 5, wanna get away on Caribbean island. Of all the crime and the violence, killing, drug dealing, and robbing for dollars. What? The cop has to stop me driving. Like, ma'am, the speed is 45, your license. Of being tired. So tired. So tired,
Hey, what's poppin' with it, y'all? This is Mastermind checking in. St. Paul reppin', ACL bound, MODM the movement, y'all know how we do it. Hey look, keep it locked. Right now, you were tuned in to Thursday Night Live with my homegirl Cold Piece. Yeah!
Hey y'all, season 9 is over. Last song of the season is going to be Lil Nico Freestyle.
Lil Nico Freestyle.
Let's get it. See y'all next season.
Yeah.
So if you think less of me just because I ain't wind up winning the show, what do you really think of the nigga that's running the show? Four seasons later, tell me where did the winners go? We put him back on, he wasn't popping the year before. Leeching off my name, what a shame, that's a bitter blow. Before Fife died, he told me not to fuck with you though. I told him that I got it locked up like a figure four. I always kept it business, but now nigga is personal. You walked in the Epic and told LA you signed me, just so nobody else can get me, little nigga you grimy. When shit popped off, you was the same nigga behind me. I been had the jacket. That's why you Mario whining. Don't get me started on that little girl from B-More. Got cocky after a year, you need to see more. You rap fast, but that don't mean you finna blow like C4. Your attitude is fucked up, the world couldn't agree more. And homie with the bun and sideburns just can't rap. And I'm supposed to be mad that I ain't get the contract? I was with Khaled soaking up the game and back of the back. So I got time to let loose, it ain't no time to relax. The only time to react is to double up on the plaque. We're trying to go triple platinum and put the gang on the map. He only good with kid artists and that is a fact. Why do you think all of the artists left and never came back? As far as anybody else, who really fucking with me? I was 11 in Atlanta politicking with Diddy. Got dropped and came back, still ran up a couple milli. Did it on my own even when niggas said they fucking with me. On this track by myself, nobody running with me, make me go and get my belt. I'm Thelma, you Penny, laughing at the jokes on the internet, none of it offend me. Give niggas 100, watch they beg you for the other 50. Still getting jiggy, Big Willie when the deposit hit. Never call my bluff, that's regardless of all the cards I get. Damn shame, you don't own a damn thing, but run your mouth. Own land, own my own brand, so what you talking about? What you trying to ask about? Shooter, get the spazzing out. Once you win it, nigga, you win it, it ain't no backing out. 40K inside the check it, 100K in that account. I ain't got a hit neither, they like, what is that about? Yeah. Holla at me when you got some placements. You looking like Pookie and I'm the Ronald Reagan. I ain't wanna have to do it, I'm focused on greatness. They say the throne is for the taking, watch how I'ma take it. Bossa Nova, Casanova, Warriors and Four. Holla at me when you actually sell out a tour. Or better yet, when you feel your rhymes is that official. Considering your ex-girlfriend is better than you.
Without coffee is a scary place. That's why we've been proudly serving up fresh coffee to the Minneapolis, Minnesota area since 2010. Our coffee makes even the most difficult days just a tad easier to get through. For us, this isn't just producing coffee. This is an active life mission to bring our customers the most flavorful, full-bodied beverages we could get our hands on. Order your coffee today at TrinityHouseCoffee.com. That's TrinityHouseCoffee.com.